Hi, I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. While ceasefire talks between Israel and Hamas are set to resume Friday in Qatar, strikes were traded across the region. Hospital staff say Israeli strikes have killed at least 30 people in Gaza, including children, and sirens sounded across Israel for missiles fired from Yemen. Yemen's Houthi rebels say they fired a ballistic missile and targeted Israel with a drone. Israel's military reported that it shot both down. Mahmoud Bassal is a spokesperson for the civil defense in Gaza. This is a new method that the occupation is using to intensify these airstrikes, not only targeted on homes, but also mostly on gatherings of citizens and those walking in the streets or sitting in front of their homes. A Palestinian man and his son were killed in Jenin in the Israeli-occupied West Bank, local medical officials said Friday, as a month-long standoff between Palestinian security forces and armed militant groups in the town continued. Separately, a security forces officer died in what Palestinian authority officials said was an accident, bringing the total number of the security forces to have died to six in the operation in Jenin that began on December 5th. U.S. House Speaker Mike Johnson is working to save his job as a new Congress launches on Capitol Hill. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
A new 119th Congress convenes today. The first major task at hand is the election of the House Speaker. Mike Johnson has the backing from President-elect Trump and has been holed up in the Capitol, working to sway hardline holdouts.
Are you confident about the election, sir?
Yep, confident.
Johnson says he hopes to win the speakership on the first round of balloting and told Fox News Republicans can't afford any palace drama. He needs 218 votes to win, but all 215 Democrats are expected to vote for Hakeem Jeffries. It took Republicans 3 weeks to pick Johnson after Kevin McCarthy's removal in 2023. A weak grip on the gavel could threaten Trump's ambitious 100-day agenda of tax cuts and mass deportations. Jennifer King, Washington.
This is VOA News. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says he can see possible gains against Russia by working with Donald Trump in the months ahead. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Zelensky says President-elect Donald Trump is strong and unpredictable, and those qualities can be a decisive factor in his policy approach to Russia's invasion of Ukraine. However, Zelensky adds it won't be possible to end the almost 3 years of war in one day, as Trump claimed during his election campaign he could do. Trump, who takes office on January 20, hasn't publicly fleshed out his policy on Ukraine, but his previous comments have put a question mark over whether the U.S. will continue to be Ukraine's biggest and most important military backer. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The flow of Russian gas via Ukraine, which supplied Central and Eastern Europe, were halted at the end of 2024 as Kyiv rejected doing further business with Moscow. The mainly Russian-speaking territory of Transnistria, which split from Moldova in the 1990s, is the hardest hit.
This crisis is entirely manufactured by Russia.
Associate Director of Rusi International, Jonathan Ale, accused Russia of inventing a supposed figure of $800 million that Moldova allegedly owed Russia in unpaid gas spills. He says Russia is turning the energy crisis into a political one.
There's no question in my mind that Moscow now is banking on the possibility that the crisis would merely accentuate the separatist movement inside Moldova.
Moldova's prime minister said the Moldovan government remained committed to helping the enclave. President Joe Biden has blocked the Japanese acquisition of U.S. steel. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
President Biden is rejecting a Japanese company's proposed deal to buy Pittsburgh-based U.S. Steel. That follows through on his vow in March to block Nippon Steel from acquiring what he called an iconic American steel company. The president's decision comes after the Committee on Foreign Investment in the U.S. failed to reach consensus on the deal's possible national security risks. The president says America needs major U.S. companies representing the major share of U.S. steel making capacity. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Nikkei Business Daily operated early on Saturday that Nippon Steel has since decided to file a lawsuit against the U.S. government to challenge the appropriateness of the procedures by which Biden issued an order to block its acquisition. A Finnish court on Friday denied a request for the release of an oil tanker suspected by police of damaging an undersea power line and four telecommunications cables in the Baltic Sea last week. Finland's National Bureau of Investigation has impounded the vessel, and the Finnish Customs Office has seized its cargo of 35,000 tons of unleaded petrol while it investigates whether sanctions against Russia have been breached. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.